USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The biggest pay raise for troops in two decades is heading to President Biden's desk for his signature after the Senate approved the annual defense policy bill late Thursday. This year's National Defense Authorization endorses a basic pay raise for 2023 of 4.6%. It also ends the vaccine mandate for all military service members. Twitter has suspended the account of several prominent reporters who cover Elon Musk, including some from the New York Times, CNN, Washington Post, and more. Elon Musk ran a poll asking when the journalist should be unbanned. Turns out 7 days was the general consensus of his followers. The banned were accused of sharing live location information, including information shared on Twitter directly or third-party web servers. CNN's Donnie O'Sullivan claims he was wronged.
And therefore, that's why he kicked us off, because we caused danger to him. Certainly, in my case, I didn't. We just posted stories about what was happening, him shutting down those accounts.
Five Louisiana law enforcement officers were charged Thursday with neglect, homicide, and other charges in the deadly 2019 arrest of Ronald Green, a death authorities initially blamed on a car crash long before the suppressed body camera footage came out. It showed officers beating, stunning, and dragging the motorist. The Associated Press report found Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards privately watched the officer's body camera video of Green's deadly arrest 6 months before prosecutors say they knew it even existed. Former President Trump has launched a collection of digital trading cards depicting him in various looks, including superhero, astronaut, and NASCAR driver. Mr. Trump said these limited edition cards feature amazing art of my life and career, end quote. Last month, the billionaire launched his third bid for the White House. This is USA News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Russian forces launched at least 60 missile strikes across Ukraine on Friday. Ukraine officials are reporting explosions in at least 4 cities. At least 2 people were killed when a residential building was hit in central Ukraine. Electricity and water services were interrupted in the 2 largest cities, including Kyiv. Thousands rushed to subway stations to seek shelter deep underground. The United States is planning to send Patriot missiles to the area. The governor of a U.S. state will be the next NCAA president next year.
The NCAA announced that Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker has been chosen to be the organization's next president, succeeding Mark Emmert. The 66-year-old Baker will assume the role on March 1, 2023, after his second term of governor ends January 5th, following his decision to not seek re-election. It was announced last April that Emmert was going to step down in the summer of 2023, with the NCAA characterizing such a decision as a mutual agreement. Emmert will serve in an advisory role until June 2023. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, is investigating a possible spike in cases of invasive infections among children in the United States caused by the bacteria that is known to lead to strep throat. France, Ireland, the Netherlands, Sweden, and the United Kingdom have reported an increase in cases of the strep disease since September. Wear 'em loud, wear 'em proud. Today is officially Ugly Sweater Day. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.